This is Midnight Hostility Radio.
Hey, this is Midnight Hostility model Valerie, and you are listening to Midnight Hostility Radio. Be sure to check me out on the site at midnighthostility.com for my latest shoots.
Welcome to Midnight Hostility Radio. Congratulations, you're lost and have found a type of radio that's no longer heard. Is this a nightmare? We're not doing that boxing thing again. Or the reckless crap, are we? No, we are not. But feel free to still blame Sam Nammo. Fucking Sam Nammo.
This is Midnight Hostility Radio. I think this week we'll look at the Fox News and CNN websites to basically complain, laugh, whatever, at the garbage that's going on in the world today. It's very depressing, actually. I was actually thinking about just doing like a single topic because, you know, with all this nonsense going on with these campuses and the usual politic crap and there's nothing really good to talk about. I mean, you got all these hundreds of unruly agitators at these college campuses. And, you know, obviously they're just worrying about their agenda, which leans to the left. And anybody who listens to me knows that I'm very much in the middle. I'm not someone who's going to be addicted to one political view one way or another. I don't sit there and, you know, go completely to the left or completely to the right. I actually think for myself and I don't let a politician decide my thoughts, which is not what most people today are like or think. So, you know, basically what we're seeing here is you're making it easier for Trump to win this election coming up because anybody who's going to vote that maybe is on the fence or that liked Trump but maybe kind of went sour on him over the last couple of years but is watching the news right now and sees basically chaos, not only in the world but in the United States, they're going to get kind of sick of it. And you're going to bring back, you know, Trump, who maybe you don't want to. Now, either way, I have the same problems no matter what. If Biden's in there, it's the same problems. If Trump's in there, it's the same problems. I will say that it's been worse with Biden, obviously. Inflation has gone through the roof. Everything costs a lot more. It's on his watch. Whether it's completely his fault or not, we could debate that for episodes. But, you know, there's no doubt about it that it's gotten worse. Now, if Trump gets in there, will it get better? Who knows? Good chance it doesn't. Once the prices go up, they stay up. But, you know, more money has come out of my pocket during the Biden years than the Trump years. Let's just say that. But, yeah, you know, all of a sudden it's the 70s and you have college campuses going crazy over the Israel-Hamas war, which is, I got news for you, folks. It's going to go on forever. If you think there's ever going to be a two-state resolution or any of these countries are going to get along, you're sadly mistaken. It has been going on for decades and it will always go on and there will never be peace in the Middle East. And that might sound like, you know, a grim outcome, but it's a realistic outcome. Nothing has changed over the last, you know, 100 years and it's not going to change. So why do you think it would now? So, you know, if, you know, it's funny you're looking at Democratic politicians like the New York State mayor getting Alec Baldwin also getting heckled. It's so as if that's going to change anything. But you know, these the people who are doing these these protests, do they really think that it's going to change anything? Yeah, it's not going to change anything. Most of the Democratic politicians are against Israel already. So, I mean, it's not like it's going to really matter. The Republicans are not going to go that way. So, you're not going to change what goes on in the Middle East from a college campus. No matter how many signs you make and you harass as many people as you want, nothing will change. And it's just, I don't know why people think that it's going to be, that any kind of effort now is going to make it go in a different direction. But, whatever. You want to waste your time, go ahead. And it's sad that, religion and countries in this day and age, 2024, are still, going at it. But, unfortunately, not everybody is going to have a sane mind, and we're going to have conflicts until the end of time. So, whatever. I can't really put too much more thought into it when it's, I know that anything I say, anything I do, anything I support or not support, nobody gives a fuck. I mean, it won't change a damn thing, except it'll just aggravate me and waste my time. So, maybe a miracle happens, but don't count on it. So, but again, getting back to the, getting back to the initial thought, is that I think it helps Trump because it's just chaos going on right now in the world. And, it was definitely a lot more stable with Trump as president. And, everybody tries to make him out like he's a nut and everything. And, we know that he's not the most upstanding human on this world. He's definitely someone who's done some shady practices, but we knew that going in. He's not a politician. He never was a politician. He never will be a politician. He's someone from the outside, and that's why he got elected. And if you think that he was going to change or that, anything was going to be different than the 80s Trump or the 90s Trump, you got what you wanted. And I still think that he was a better president than Biden. Biden is just a relic of the past who's just hanging on for power. And, he's just a lifelong politician. Politics is probably worse now than I could really imagine that it would be in 2024. You'd think that everything would evolve and we would have really good candidates. And we have some of the worst candidates. We have some of the worst congresspeople. Some of the worst mayors in the United States, probably that we've ever seen, and it's just sad, and it makes you not want to vote. It's like, what's the point? It's the same shit no matter what. It gets a little better, and then it gets a lot worse. Then it gets a little better, then it gets a lot worse. But whatever, it's a massive waste of time. It'll still be a funny election, but you watch Fox News, you watch CNN, and it's amazing that they just see things completely different, and it's always going to be that way. I mean, you just look at right now I'm looking at the Fox News website, and they're talking about the agitators at these campuses. Just talked about that Biden thinks that he's going to win some red states that Trump won in the past. Just a lot of nonsense, really. Nothing really big going on. It's mostly about the campuses and stuff like that, and the war between Israel and Hamas, which I already said is not going to end anytime soon. The same way the Ukraine Russia war won't end anytime soon. How that war is still going on, I have no idea, and I'm not going to really delve into why it's still going on. And it's more to me like just how is it still going on? How is Russia not? How have they not wrapped this up by now? And, I understand that there's a lot more behind the scenes things going on, but, Ukraine has support from a lot of different places. So I guess that's how they're hanging on. But There's a lot of conflict in the world, and there always will be. So anyway, the election is coming right around the corner. It's already April. And it doesn't feel like an election year for some reason. Usually you have people start, talking about the conventions and stuff that come up in the summertime. I mean, it's already almost May. That's only a couple of months away. But I guess, it's just going to kind of speed up on us, and we're going to get Trump versus Biden too. And the way things are looking right now, I don't know, maybe Trump, wins this election in a landslide. Biden is, I'm trying to think, he seems like the most lost president since Bush won. I mean, who else was it? It was this lost. I mean, Jimmy Carter, which was before I was here, but I was like five. But, you hear how bad it was with Jimmy Carter with the gas prices and the Iran hostage situation. He was kind of lost. Reagan took over from that nonsense. Bush won, he had the Gulf War, but he was horrible with the economy in the United States in the late 80s. So Clinton won, it's just to me, he's going to go down as one of the worst presidents ever. Inflation through the roof. You can't go anywhere without spending a ton of money. It's a miracle gas prices are down. I don't know how that's, I mean, at least they're steady, they're $2-3. Surprised they're not even higher than that. But we'll see. We'll see what happens with the election. I'm already kind of bored at looking at the Fox News website. So the CNN, pretty much the same thing. They just put a little different twist on it. Complaining about Meadows and Giuliani indicted in Arizona. Stop thinking that any of these politicians are going to go to jail. You are wasting your time thinking that Trump's going to go to jail. Somehow, some way, he will not go to jail for anything he committed legitimately. Giuliani will not go to jail. The same way Hillary did not go to jail. Yes, they've all committed some kind of crime, but it's just not going to happen. United States politicians do not go to jail. They find a way out. They cash in some favors, and you waste probably millions upon millions, maybe even more, billions probably, of dollars on these ridiculous hearings and court dates and everything. And at the end of the day, they're not going to go to jail. They might pay a fine or something like that. And it's just such a fucking waste of time. This fucking world, man, it's just fucked up right now. It really is. I can't imagine that, how this world's going to be in 10, 15, 20 years from now. Thank God, I don't want to rush my life here, but thank God I'm not like young, getting ready for like another 50 years of this, because man, it is a fucked up world. I mean, one of the things that I want to do is look at, and this is just for fun, just look at woke news, because that's another thing, this ridiculous woke and politically correct thing, which I've hated forever. Hopefully it just, is here for a generation or whatever, and then just fades away. It's just ridiculous. All it is people, bitching about being a victim in some way, shape, or form. If you look at, let me see now, let me just look up. I'm just going to Google woke news and see what kind of, and I'm not going to read any of these articles. Trust me, I'm not going to waste my time with it. But, just to laugh at some of this stuff. All right, meet the new left who think Hamas are good and the swastikas are woke. It's so stupid. That's from the Telegraph. New York Post. NPR CEO slams Yuri Berliner's bad face distortion of her woke social media posts. Okay. Let's see. What other stupidity do we have? The woke mob wants their opinion made law. Well, we know that. We know that anybody who's a woke warrior, as they kind of say, they kind of just push their agenda down your throat. And they think that they're always right and everybody else is wrong. I don't see anything too funny here on the woke news. Woke capitalism. Heather McDonald slams childish woke college students. Oh my God. Woke. That's why I wanted DeSantis to win. Because I know that he's very anti-woke, very anti-political correctness over in Florida. Not that Florida is that great of an example over the last 20 years, but at least you know, we need somebody just with a reasonable head on their shoulders and meet the new left who think, "Come on, all right, I already read that." Court rules Florida's stop woke law restricting business. Governor DeSantis's war on woke may be waning in Florida. Well, like anything else, it's going to fade over time. We just need woke to fade. Florida's Stop Woke Act commits a First Amendment sin. Okay. Scrabble. Fox News lost its mind over a new woke version. So apparently Scrabble, I got to see if that's true. Scrabble put out a woke version. I mean, that's pretty pathetic if they did. Anything to sell. The Lessons of Woke Scrabble. Do I really want to read this stupidity? Let's see. Okay, I lost interest already. It's just a dumbed down version of Scrabble, which I've never really played. I could give a fuck about Scrabble. But just the fact that even games from our childhood are now being, you know, corrupted by this woke nonsense is just kind of stupid. House GOP exposes woke items in Biden's $7.3 trillion budget. Let's see. Do they give a list or are they going to make me read a million things? Biden releases his Up a bed. Let's see. Anything? The document points to $3 billion for the State Department to advance gender equality and equality worldwide. Well, that's $3 billion down the drain. It's not going to change anything. As well as $1.5 billion for the Transportation Security Administration's Pay Equity Initiative. It also mentions $11 billion that Biden wants for the Department of Interior to preserve the stories of the cultures and history across America. Fucking waste of time. This is who we have running the government. And I'm not just talking about Democrats. I'm talking about Republicans and Democrats. We have some of the stupidest, most corrupt people that's ever been born into this world running this country. And it's always been that way. I understand that. It's just that it just never improves. On climate change, Biden is seeking, and I'm all for animals and the climate. I'm not an extremist, of course, but, you know, I'd rather see it spent on something like that than the stupidity, like preserving the stories of cultures and history across America. On climate change, Biden seeks $8 billion for American Climate Corps, aimed at hiring 50,000 new staffers by 2031 to mobilize resilient workers. Okay, I mean, at least that seems like something. And then after that, it seems like there's some things that actually are legit, but they're complaining that they're climate. I mean, look, I'm not going to really argue about climate stuff unless it's really silly. But the stupid stuff that I don't like is like all the stuff in the first couple of things. It's just, but you know, that's politicians have always snuck in all kinds of corrupt ideas into their bills, and that's never going to change either. I would like to know if Trump got a lot of nonsense put into his bills. I'm sure he did, but probably nowhere near as much as Biden and the career politicians before this. This election's going to be ugly. I'll tell you right now, no matter who wins, there's going to be a lot of, you know, unhappy Americans and complaining and, you know, calls for this and that. And, you know, I don't think there'll be violence, but I think there'll be, you know, overreaction for a very long time. It's gotten to the point now where whoever wins, whoever loses is a very sore loser. It's just a fucked up world we live in. And the candidates stink. Let's be honest. I mean, Trump is obviously, you know, not liked. He's not a real politician. He obviously is a better candidate than Biden, I think, at this point. But Biden is a career politician who's an absolute dinosaur who should not be running. The vice president is probably the most lost vice president I've ever seen. She really hasn't really done anything. She doesn't really, either that or they're just not giving her anything to do. It's just a title at this point. You really should get rid of, I know you have to have a vice president in case something happens to the president, and then, you know, the congressional people take over if both of them are gone. But I mean, the vice president role is just absolutely a waste of time as well. They really don't do anything. I mean, I'm sure they do stuff behind the scenes, but I don't know. I mean, who Trump is going to pick? It's all just, you know, it's all a figurehead, but I don't think DeSantis would join him. I don't think anybody who wants to become president down the line is really going to really risk, you know, aligning with Trump. I mean, you kind of saw what happened, you know, right or wrong. what Trump did to Pence was kind of fucked up. You know, Pence is very much to the right, very religious and stuff like that. He was never going to be president. But, you know, he was, whether you like his politics or not, he was an honest man, and he knew the laws of the vice presidency. And, you know, Trump wanted him to do this and that, you know, and he was like, it's just, it can't be done. And Trump really turned on him. So if you're DeSantis, do you really want to join Trump and risk that nonsense? You know, probably the only guy that I think would go in, you know, head first and not really give a fuck is Ramaswamy. He was damn near like, you know, hugging Trump when he got out of the race. But that's for another day. We'll see. We'll see what happens with that. All right. There's really nothing in the woke news that I really want to waste too much time on. So basically, the world is fucked up. Wars all over the place. Wars that we should really be staying out of. But, and we are to a point. With the exception of obviously just wasting tons and tons of money sending them over there. But, you know, God forbid you spend that money in the United States and build these bridges and roads that you claimed you were going to do for the last 100 years. But, you know, let's just send it over to the Ukraine and to Israel and wherever else. Just as long as it's not spent on Americans, let's just keep printing that money. Whatever. Let's go to the, because I'm getting annoyed now. Let's go to the Bucktober.
Bucktober Nights. Bucktober Nights. Let's go Mets. Right.
Segment. And, you know, the Mets are doing better than I thought they would. I mean, let's see where they are right here. They won today. Fucking Yankees win every day too. Fuck. All right. Let's see where the Mets are. I think they're like 13. Fuck is it? Yeah, they're 13 and 11. I mean, they're 4 games out of the division. They're right there for the wild card. It's so early though. It's only April. But, you know, after that 0-5 start, they're basically 13-6. So, I mean, you really can't complain about that. It's a pretty good, you know, the manager looks pretty good. You know, he hasn't really fucked anything up. He hasn't made any bad decisions. You know, Lindor's still batting, although he had a good day today, still batting under 200. Nimmo's just a little bit over 200. The bullpen has looked really good. The starting pitching is kind of eh. Severino. Now, Hauser's looked bad so far. I mean, it's only a couple of starts, but his ERA is like almost 8. Severino's been fine. Buto has been okay. He's just kind of a fill-in at this point. See, if they would have just went out and got one of these pitchers that were out there, it would have just changed everything. I mean, you know, we're already seeing that this is a pretty okay team. I don't want to say a good team because I don't want to get too excited. They're only 2 games over 500, so we don't know what they really are. Are they? They're clearly not the 0-5 team that started the season. I don't know if they're the 13 and 5 or 6 team either. They're probably going to wind up with 85 to 88 wins, and you know, for a team that came in with Manoah and Hauser and Severino and Buto, and you know, that's not such a great pitching staff. Although, you know, we thought last year the pitching staff with Verlander and Scherzer was going to be, you know, World Series contender, and that was an absolute disaster. So maybe the lesser names this year and a lot more debt is the answer. Maybe that actually gets you into the playoffs. What they do after they get there is another story. But it's a pretty decent team so far. It seems like the bullpen looks great. But we'll see. You know, don't want to get too excited. It started out bad. It's been a lot better. They go to the West Coast so far. I don't know, they're playing Arizona coming up. I don't know if that's home or away, but you know, they took 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers and they lost 2 out of 3 from the Giants. So, you know, they went 3-3 over that stretch. So that's pretty much what you want to at least see when you go out there. You don't want to get blown out of the water, but you know, it would have been nice if they won one more of the Giant games and had a nice 4-2 trip, but not a bad time. You know, you got St. Louis coming up who aren't that good this year. They really weren't any good last year. So, you know, as long as they keep winning series, although I know they just lost the Giants series, but before that they had won like 6 in a row. Just keep plugging away and maybe they actually do something at the trade deadline. Maybe they go out and get another pitcher, starting pitcher, to throw in there. And, you know, don't trade Pete because they're actually decent. And that might go a long way in Pete coming back if you don't trade him. So we'll see. So far, so good. Very tough division. Look at this. Atlanta 16-6. Philly 15-9. You know, Miami, I'm surprised, 6-19. I thought they were this up-and-coming team. I thought last year they weren't great, but they were a very tough out every time you played them. They had a lot of good young players, but I guess they've kind of fallen back. You know, the Braves are going to easily win the division. Well, I won't say easily. Maybe Philadelphia kind of pushes them, but you could tell already that Philly will be a wild card and the Braves will be the winners of the division. So, you know what? Give me a second. Let me just look at this because I was actually looking at this the other day, well, yesterday. And when you look at the standings, this is where there's hope for the Mets, if you're a Mets fan. Okay. Where the fuck is it? When you look at the wild card, you know that Atlanta's going to win the division. It's just going to happen. But when you look at the wild card, let's say the Phillies definitely are in. After that, it's the Cubs, the Reds, the Mets. And then after that, it's Pittsburgh, San Diego. Diamondbacks are tricky. Are they going to be the Diamondbacks that got to the World Series, or are they going to turn back into what they kind of always are, which is like a sub-500 team, around 500? I think the Padres, you know, aren't that good. I think they're going to really fall off. The Giants, I don't think, are that good. And then after that, it's all the bad teams like the Cardinals, Nationals, and Rockies. So let's say the Phillies get the one wild card. You have two left. It all comes down to the Cubs. Maybe the Reds, and then the Mets. I don't think Pittsburgh's going to hang in there, although they have some good young players. But we've seen this before with Pittsburgh, where they, you know, have a good start and then they really fall off and turn into the Pittsburgh Pirates. So I'm not sold on the Reds. The Reds are another one of these trendy picks every year for the last 5 years. They look like they're going to be pretty good, and then they just don't have enough hitting or enough pitching, and then they fall off. The Cubs supposedly is supposed to be good, and they kind of look decent, 14-9. So, you know, maybe the Mets, you know, win 85 to 88 wins and games and, you know, get in as a wild card. Let's not forget that Arizona only won 80-something games last year, and they got to the World Series. So I'm not saying the Mets are a World Series pick or anything. But again, let's see. Let's get – if you're a Mets fan, just get to the trade deadline in decent shape. Get there as one of the wild card teams or very close, a game or two from the wild card, and let's see what Steve Cohen does. And we'll leave it at that. All right, so that's it for Bucktober. Things are looking decent for the Mets.
Weekly Gargoyle.
Our weekly gargoyle. That's going to be my ex-girlfriend, Maggie. I've seen her recently on social media, and she's a gargoyle. That's all there is to it, you know? Another bullet that I dodged in my life, and I'm happy about that. So she is our weekly gargoyle, and nothing else I really want to say because fuck her.
Hot girl of the week. Ah.
Hot girl of the week. Okay. Give me a second here. It is this girl that I was watching on YouTube, right? And she plays this whole... Oh, give me a second. I gotta find this fucking girl now. Okay, there she is. She plays this whole innocent act on YouTube. Her idiot boyfriend. See, I'm not even gonna find it, so I'm not gonna waste my time looking for it. Her name is Kyla. She has this... her boyfriend has this show, or these clips, I should say, on YouTube. And she plays this, like, ultra innocent, you know, he's always playing tricks on her. You know, the nonsense that they do. It's all fake. It's all scripted. We all know that. But, you know, and everybody gushes about her in the comments, you know, like she's an angel and she's this or that. And she's really good looking, blonde girl. Looks like a model, of course. And then recently I found her on, she just came up like as a suggestion on Instagram, and she's basically one of these Instagram models that shows her body and her ass and everything all over the place. So not as innocent as everybody thinks she is on YouTube, and you know, nothing bad, just the usual Instagram girl thing, but she's pretty hot, very hot actually. And her Instagram is at Kyla Ayese, I guess, KYLAAYESE. I have no idea what that means. Kyla Sanosky, I guess, is her name. Whatever. You'll find it. And when you see her, you'll understand why she is this week's hot girl of the week. They're all over Instagram.
Clown of the week.
Clown of the week.
Clown of the week. You know what? Who should I make clown of the week? I don't know. I didn't think about this, and I actually didn't write anybody. Let me go on TMZ. There's always a lot of clowns on TMZ. I'm going to make an impromptu pick for clown of the week. But you got to give me a second here. Kamala Harris. Nope. Nothing stupid there. Los Angeles road rage. Dudes throw punches on freeway, apparently caused by crash. I mean, that happens ever so often. Always nice to see a fight in the middle of a highway. Pornhub searches explode after viral income reveal. Girthmaster. Nope. Not interested. Unruly passion unleashes tirade at LAX. Barked at wrong terminal. What the fuck? Animals at these airlines, at the airports. Look at this fucking bald piece of fucking garbage. Weirdos. Adam 22 to Kanye West. Fuck Kanye West. This fucking guy, man. I'm not even reading it. With these fucking weird Bianca Celeste, disgusting looking girl, too. Who the fuck cares about that idiot? Devin Booker. Nope. Who the hell's going to be my clown of the week? Let's see. Matt Healy. Fuck him. Tupac's gone. Why are we talking about him still? Giselle Bund. All right, what's this? Giselle Bundick pulled over by cop, ticketed, seems to shed some tears. There it is. Clown of the week is Tom Brady's ex-wife, who selfishly complained when he wanted to just, you know, remain in the NFL, work, make a ton of money that she would have clearly got a lot of. You know, she wanted to do her own thing. I get that part, but I don't know. Something always rubbed me the wrong way about her. You know, just pushing the guy to retire when he clearly still had it. You know, that's why, you know, you don't get married. You stay single and you don't deal with this nonsense. But apparently she got pulled over by a cop, got ticketed, and she shed some tears because, you know, she can't afford the ticket, right? Sought out rough. A cop pulled her over in Florida. She seemed pretty upset over it, especially when she when he handed her a ticket because she's entitled. She's like, you can't give me a She basically probably tried to pull the, you know, I'm crying so I don't get the ticket routine. But I hope she got the ticket after all that. I hope the officer didn't, like, rip it up. So that's our, just take the fucking ticket and pay for it, you dope. You're rich. You do whatever you want. You're entitled anyway. And you're going to cry over probably an $80 ticket. Fuck you. So she's our clown of the week. What else do I have? That might be it. October's over. Weekly Gargoyle. XGF. Hot Girl of the Week. That YouTube girl. YouTube Instagram girl. Clown of the Week. Bunchen. Whatever she's called. Giselle. Bunchen. Fuck you. All right. That's it. MidnightHostility.com is the website. We're going to be doing more of these shows as the summer goes on. You know, I've been doing a lot of stuff at home, so I'm just popping out one episode a week. I plan on doing, and I know I say this every week, but I've been doing shit at home, so I need to get that done first before I have more playtime. But I plan on doing some midnight quickies. I got some topics I want to do some midnight quickies on. I plan on doing more woke news, although it was kind of flat this week. I thought there would be more funny stuff. Maybe I'm just not maybe I got to find out where the woke news really is. There's got to be stories of just weirdo woke people doing stupid stuff. It just didn't show up on Google this week anyway. But I got this after hours thing that I'm going to be putting out. I might not do that till like August though. You know, what's the rush? You know, I don't need to put everything out at once. The hottest model on this earth, Valerie, always on the website, put out her new photo shoot. It's not really new anymore. It's from a couple of weeks ago, maybe a month or two ago. I have another one that I'm going to post for the new After Hours show, maybe in another month or two. I'll put that out. And she has another one after that, too, that she'll be doing this summer. So there's always Valerie content on the site. I always put out retro episodes from the days when I used to do Reckless Airwaves Radio and Team Left Jab Radio, Blame Namo Radio, before Midnight Hostility Radio, where I used to do a lot of interviews and stuff. I don't miss social media at all. I miss doing interviews here and there. Not all of them, though. There was a lot of ones that I didn't enjoy doing. But, you know, when you got someone on that actually you vibed with and or someone you really wanted to talk to or have an interview with, and then you got them and you had a really, you know, solid 40 minutes of back and forth. I miss that a little, but I don't miss social media. Social media is such a cesspool, and my life is so much better without it, without having to promote anything from the websites the website I have now, but I'm talking about in the past. All that wasted time. For what? For what? All the crap I put out 10 years ago, 5 years ago, what was it all for? Nothing. It was just, you know, to get stuff out there. You know what? If you find Midnight Hostility on online, it's kind of like an under the radar, you know, underground kind of site. That's fine. If people don't find it, that's fine too. This isn't my life. This is my recreation. This is my fun. This is my little toy that I play with once or twice a week. You know, I'm not one of these people who think my podcast is going to blow up and I'm going to, you know, it's going to be my job. It's not going to be your job. It's a waste of time. I think I actually did. I got to look. I think I put Muslim one of the first things I did. I think I put an episode about why your podcast will not enable you to quit your job. It was like a real reality check. Basically, just kind of putting the pie in people's face that think that their podcast is going to become famous overnight or something. Not going to work. It's not going to happen. But all right, MidnightHostility.com. Check out the site.
You've been listening to Midnight Hostility Radio. If you enjoyed what you just listened to, then please come again. If you hated it, then, hey, go have a great life.